And welcome back to Coast, George Norrie with you. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs with us from criticalhealthnews.com. Ben, it's hard to believe we're rolling now into November, isn't it?
Thanksgiving is 3 weeks away, George. That's unbelievable.
Where'd this year go?
What's going on? Does it seem like it's going faster and faster every year? Doesn't every year seem like
it really does. Is that because of age?
I would think it's a smaller percentage of your life every year as you get older. I don't know, man. It's a little intimidating, I gotta tell you.
I still think of the days when I was 12 years old,
yeah,
sitting in school,
the hours,
writing down decades on a piece of paper.
Yeah,
I would write down 1960, 1970.
And it seemed like so far away.
Oh, my God. And then when I got to like 2000, I laughed at myself. I said, that is so far away. That's a million years away.
I know. Isn't that crazy? Would you like to go back in time and be a kid again?
I would like to go back in time knowing what I know today. I would love to go back in time knowing what I know today and keep that information.
Yeah, of course. But would you like to be a kid in 2023 as opposed to like the 50s or 60s?
I'm not sure.
Yeah, I'm not sure either, right?
I'm not sure, but I would definitely buy Apple stock back in 1990s, whenever they first came out.
Yeah, that's right, or Amazon or something.
Your mother bought Apple stock?
My mother bought Apple stock. She's smart.
She cashed out big time, didn't she?
She did all right.
You worth a lot of money, Ben?
Yeah, she did okay.
Well, that's good, huh? You ready for more calls?
I absolutely am.
Okay, let's go to Brian in Indianapolis. Hey, Brian, go ahead.
Hey, Brian.
Hey, George, good morning. Hey, Ben, good to talk to you. I wouldn't want to be a kid nowadays.
I wouldn't either, man. Social media and all that stuff going on, I wouldn't want to be a kid.
And here's another reason why, because back when I was a kid in the early 70s, I could go buy cigarettes, and it paid well to buy cigarettes for the old
people. Oh, is that right? Okay. All right. Yes, were you a smoker?
Hey, listen. No, I'm not a smoker. Hey, listen, I'm a pretty healthy guy, okay? I got the early stages of Dupuytren's fracture.
Yeah.
Okay, now, I want you to give me some advice on this. My doctor knows about it. It's the early stages. And I also came across a new non-surgical injection, I guess called Exaflex or XIflex or something like that. Have you heard of that?
Yeah, there's things that they could do, and basically they're enzymes that break up the connective tissue, the scar tissue. It's a connective tissue issue or condition. The part of the body that accounts for the health of the rest of the body is called the connective tissue.
And what's his affliction, Ben?
It's called Dupuytren's contracture.
What is that?
It's when your hands, your fingers kind of bend over and they don't open up. Like you have claw hands. Is that what happened to you, Brian? Like your hands like a kind of claw?
Well, it's not. It my fingers are still straight.
Okay, they're still straight. But when it gets bad.
But I got it, yeah.
Yeah, when it gets bad, you probably have like a tiny little bend there or something like that. Is that what you're noticing?
Like a little noid or a little.
Yeah. It's a Dupuytren's contracture, George, is when the hand just kind of claws over. When it gets real bad, that is, but it starts off slow. It's a connective tissue condition. You want to start building that connective tissue. I'd be getting on the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack if I were you. Here's the thing.
Okay.
If you have a connective tissue condition in the fingers, you may have it in your heart, or you may have it in the connective tissue in the various organs of your body. You may have it in other places. So you might be seeing it in your hands, but it may be causing breakdowns inside the body as well that could lead to further health challenges and accelerated aging. You know, all the things we hate about aging, George and Brian, are really related to the connective tissue, the hunched-over appearance, the joint pain and arthritis, the wrinkles, the ruptures, the hernias. All of these are conditions of deterioration of the connective tissue. And if you want to do one single thing to enhance your longevity and health as you age, is make sure you're building and strengthening that connective tissue. And there's lots of ways to do it. Exercise is a great way to do it. Staying away from sugar and smoking is another important strategy, because both sugar and smoking will destroy and break down connective tissue. And by the way, people who drink alcohol, people who smoke cigarettes, are more prone towards Dupuytren's contracture and other connective tissue deterioration conditions. And then making sure you're using bone building and connective tissue building nutrients. Bones are a part of the connective tissue. And then that's the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack from Longevity. You know what else, George and Brian? Bone broth.
I know you love that.
I love that stuff, right? Chicken broth, homemade chicken broth with the bones, all that stuff from the bones and the cartilage and the knobby part of the bones. It comes out in the bone broth, and it's like a connective tissue building elixir. Plus, it tastes delicious. Everybody loves bone broth, right? And it's great for your immune system, too.
Ben, what causes non-Parkinson's tremors?
non-Parkinson's tremors and tremors in general, it's not just Parkinson's disease, are usually a sign of deterioration of the nerve tissue or inflammation at the level of the nerve tissue. And there's lots of things that could do it.
Is it a brain issue?
It could be a brain issue. It could involve the nervous system as well. But it usually involves some kind of toxicity that's getting into the bloodstream, and this is kind of what I was talking about earlier. One of the most important sources of toxicity that gets into the bloodstream that can cause these movement disorders, and whether they're related to Parkinson's or not, palsies and dementias and other neurological problems, is this molecule I talked about earlier called histamine that is secreted into the bloodstream from dysbiosis or disturbances in gut bacteria. I'm telling you, George, the relationship between the small intestine and the bacteria in the small intestine and the nervous system and the immune system and the bones and the skin and the connective tissue is so underappreciated that we suffer so greatly and unnecessarily because of not making the link between our intestine and the health of the rest of the body. And what's so tragic about this is it's simple to correct. Change the way you eat. Get on the Daily Digest and the ultimate nightly essence and the ultimate enzymes and the other longevity products for digestive support. Practice intermittent fasting. Stay away from processed foods. These are all the little things we can do to improve our quality of life and improve our longevity and reduce our risks of chronic degenerative disease. And it's easy.
West of the Rockies, Marcia's with us in Los Gatos, California. Hey, Marcia.
Hey, Marcia.
George, how are you doing?
I'm doing great. How are you? You sound chipper and bubbly.
Well, I'm so happy to hear your voice, as always. You know, now it's on the phone, not just the radio. And I'm seeing, you know, the turn of the seasons and the beautiful leaves, you know, falling down.
Oh, it is gorgeous.
Just beautiful. And I want to wish the whole team there, George. I want to wish the whole team a happy set of holidays and some joy in your lives. You've been together for so long, and you give us so much joy. Thank you. This program's been excellent with pharmacist Ben, this nursing nurse Marcia on the West Coast. I miss your 5 o'clock KSCO.
Oh, wow. You listen on KSCO?
Of course. I'm right
now. Oh, that's great, Marcia.
Yeah.
Oh, that's great. Yeah,
that's my channel. So I just wanted to ask you some gruesome, gnarly skin questions on Halloween.
Okay.
Well, it's as a nurse, I see lots of skin conditions, and, you know, you see things like styes, and you see things like boils and you know, knots under the skin.
Yeah.
Do you have a theory or suggestions? And I have a follow-up.
Yeah, that's a couple things. First of all, you're an RN, Marcia?
Yes.
Well, God bless you.
Yes.
God bless you for your
love
work.
You love our profession. You
I love that. RNs. I'm telling you, I've worked in plenty of hospitals, and it's the RNs.
Yeah.
They're the heart and soul of the hospitals and the healthcare system. God bless you for your work.
Exactly, darling.
That's beautiful stuff.
Thank you.
I am a fan of RNs. So, yeah, I've been in the skin business for a long time. Growths on the skin usually involve two factors. Number one, insulin, and number two, estrogen. These two hormones are the most important growth substance, two of the most important. There's a couple other ones, but two of the most important growth substances in the body. And obviously with metabolic syndrome and insulin dysglycemia, messed up blood sugar, and insulin problems, it's obvious why we would have various growths. And estrogenic issues are a major health crisis in this country, by the way, related to the intestine as well as the liver. And so I attribute those to insulin problems with blood sugar and problems with the hormone estrogen. You know, skin tags are a classic sign of prediabetes for folks who are dealing with skin tags. So
those are like little growths,
those little
right?
Growths, right. And we used to call in pharmacy school back in the day when I graduated, you know, a long time ago, they used to give diabetes medicine for folks who had acne. And they used to call acne skin diabetes. So there's a very important relationship between the hormone insulin, which is related to messed up blood sugar, and estrogen and skin issues.
And you had a follow-up question, Marsh? Go ahead.
Yes, George. Thank you.
Sure.
I want to know about another bump on the skin, and that's from mites.
Mites? Like little...
Bugs.
Mite bites.
Bugs.
Little bugs. Yeah, that's not really necessarily a nutritional issue, but there's things you could do. Neem oil, oregano oil. Rosemary oil, essential oils in general can be protective against those kinds of things. That's the way I would take care of it, is with essential oils. You can use, you know, things like Nix and insect pest they're insecticides, I guess you would call them, but those tend to be toxic, and I would avoid them. But essential oils are usually the best way to take care of those things.
There seems to be an infestation of bed bugs these days. What's going on with those?
Denver is one of the worst cities for that.
Especially in hotels.
Yeah, isn't that terrible? Can you imagine going to a fancy hotel and go on vacation, bring home bed bugs?
Bumps and white.
They're impossible to get rid of, George.
And they're really minute, aren't they?
They're tiny. They're awful. You got to use heat, and you got to have multiple treatments. And if you have a big house, it could be a disaster.
When you're sleeping,
yeah.
I got to ask you this weird question.
Yeah.
Will bugs go into your mouth?
You know, it's not unheard of for bugs to go into orifices. I don't know about the mouth. Okay, you asked, George. You know, it's not...
In your nose and your mouth?
Your nose and your ears. I was just reading about a case where they had to extract some small spiders out of some kids' ears. And other orifices, if you don't have, undergarments on, you know, use your imagination on that. I mean, it's possible.
Have you heard of eye mites?
I have heard of eye mites. Do you know there's actually mites that live in the little follicles of your eyelashes?
Yes.
They're part of that. Isn't it amazing, George, that there's these creatures that live on our bodies, on top of our bodies?
If we only knew.
You could only see them, right?
Text and tweets. Tom, what do you have for Ben?
God, you guys. Hey, Ben, you were speaking about diabetes, and Jason in San Diego wants to know if it's safe for diabetics to have pedicures.
You know, that's an interesting question because the extremities, diabetics typically have problems with the extremities, especially the feet and the toes. And in fact, diabetes is a leading cause of amputation. Why would that be? Because the biggest problem, or one of the biggest problems, there's a bunch of problems for diabetics, is the blood vessels. Earlier I talked about how the connective tissue breaks down. Well, the blood vessels are largely made of connective tissue, and sugar reacts with the proteins, the collagen and the various proteins that make up the connective tissue of the blood vessels, to break them down. So you don't get circulation to the lower levels of the body. This is why diabetics not only have problems with their feet, but also peripheral neuropathies. You know, you've heard that term probably, peripheral neuropathy, but
yeah.
This pain. It feels like your legs are on fire and your feet are on fire. I'm telling you, there is a vitamin that every diabetic should be, who has this, well, every diabetic, but especially if you have peripheral neuropathy and foot problems, and circulatory problems and nerve problems should be taking. And that's a vitamin that you'll find in the Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which was the first vitamin that was ever discovered. You know what the first vitamin that was ever discovered was, George?
I would say vitamin A.
No, that's close, though. Okay, and that makes sense. It was actually vitamin B1, thiamine.
That was my next guess.
Yep, and thiamine, it was the first vitamin that was discovered at the turn of the 20th century, and it was discovered when it was noticed that when people took ate foods, specifically rice polishings that had vitamin B1 in it, their peripheral neuropathies would go away, would disappear. I'm telling you, every diabetic out there, especially if they're dealing with these foot problems, should be using that Beyond Tangy Tangerine, which is loaded with vitamin B1, thiamine, of course.
I take it every day.
Throughout the day. Not every day. Throughout the day. You want to hear something funny about thiamine? Mosquitoes hate thiamine. I used to make, in the pharmacy, thiamine cream for people when they go camping. You put it on your skin, and mosquitoes don't bite you.
I hate mosquitoes.
I know. I hate mosquitoes, too. If you eat thiamine, it'll come out in your sweat, and mosquitoes won't bite you either. So that's a great way to prevent mosquitoes from biting you, in addition to its wonderful neurological and blood sugar health benefits.
Let's go to Ted, truck driving in California. Hey, Ted, go ahead.
Hi, Ted.
Yeah, hey. Thanks for taking my call, George and Ben. Happy Halloween. Hey, as many of your listeners, I'm a night truck driver. I go from 7 to 7. I drink about, I'd say, 8 shots of espresso and 3 Red Bulls every night.
Oh, my goodness.
And I was doing some reading about how the government keeps astronauts chipper, awake, and alert. And it was something called Sonofil, listed as non-narcotic. Can you do you know anything about that, or can you elaborate a little bit?
Yeah. You're talking about clonidine? Clonopil is clonidine, I'm pretty sure, and that's a really, really horrible drug. The government gives that to astronauts, you said?
Sonofil. I believe it's Sonofil.
I'm not quite hearing you. Can you spell it?
Sonafil.
Oh, Sonofil. I'm sorry. I thought you said Clonopil. Okay, yeah, Sonofil. I haven't heard. You're talking about, I hadn't heard about Sonofil. I don't know what that is. Do you know the, you don't probably know the chemical. S-O-N, I don't know what that is. I have to
look it. Look it up during the break, Ben.
Yeah, look it up. And
I just wanted to find out if it's non-narcotic, if it's safe, if it's going to screw up a drug test. I mean, is it going to keep me wide awake?
I'll look it up. I never heard of Sonofil unless it's a...
Is that a brand name?
I just recalled it from doing a quick Google search. I was trying to find something that was... The most effective for staying alert without any side effects.
I'll give you some ideas if you want some ideas for it. Caffeine can be a little rough. Do you hurt your stomach at all? Your intestine? You get cramps?
Yeah,
you're bloating.
Horrible.
Yeah, it's horrible. You know what? You want to hear something cool? Start taking that nutrient I just talked to you about, thiamine. Start taking thiamine. Start drinking your Beyond Tangy Tangerine with your caffeine, and that will help reduce the cramping from the caffeine. It is horrible. That's a lot of freaking caffeine. Excuse my French there. That's a lot of caffeine.
Don't say those words. Okay, thanks, Ted. Appreciate you being part of the program. We'll take another call or two before the break. Sherry in Texas, welcome to the program. Hey, Sherry, go ahead.
Thank you, George. Yes, Pharmacist Ben, I've been saving this bread wrapper just to talk to you about it because I don't know if there's such a thing as a safe bread, but it's organic,
okay,
sprouted whole grains. It has protein, fiber, a whole bunch of ALA omega-3s, and a whole grain, 16 grams of whole grains. USDA organic. It's part of the non-GMO project and all this. Is it safe? Is there a wheat gluten problem here or something?
Well, it's possibly not. I don't know how much sprout. If it's all sprouted, sprouts are very, very interesting. You know, grains are seeds, and nature doesn't want its seeds eaten. You know, nature's very protective of its seeds. So seeds are loaded with things that punish the eaters of those seeds. So we find that seeds in general are very medicinal. But seeds can also be toxic. In fact, you know, we get anti-cancer medicine from certain seeds. Grains, of course, are seeds.
Apricot seeds,
exactly. Grains are seeds, too. And so grains contain what they call anti-nutrients. And these anti-nutrients create problems and can wreak havoc on various biochemical systems. And that's what gluten is. And so grains and seeds can be problematic. But when you add water to those grains, they sprout. And they go from being very toxic and anti-nutrient-filled to the most powerful foods on the planet. And sprouts are absolutely loaded with good nutritional value. So while a grain can be problematic, a sprouted grain is an incredibly valuable food. And so depending on how much, sometimes some of these breads have some sprouted grains and some regular grains. So depending on if it's all sprouted or not, that's going to have an impact on how valuable that food is. But if it's sprouted grain, sprouts are amazing, absolutely amazing. You could live on sprouts. They got everything you need, sprouted grain.
If you miss what Pharmacist Ben Fuchs has been talking about tonight, just call this number and ask the great staff behind him, hey, help me out. 1-855-954-7234. 1-855-949 Radio, 1-855-949-RADIO, 1-855-949-7234. And the website to go to, which you should go to regularly, criticalhealthnews.com. It's a great site. We're going to come back in just a moment here on Coast to Coast with Ben Fuchs and take final phone calls here on Coast to Coast AM. Don't touch your dial. And welcome back to our final segment with Pharmacist Ben Fuchs, George Norrie with you here in Ben's website, criticalhealthnews.com. You do a great job for us, Ben.
Thank you. I appreciate that. And you know what, George? We love emails, too. We should get out that email address, health@criticalhealthnews.com. We answer all emails.
Sure, which you can get to, folks, by going to criticalhealthnews.com. How about one of my favorite supplements, GABA?
Oh, you like GABA, huh?
I do.
GABA's a great one. You know, it's a natural one. It's made by your brain, and when you take GABA as a supplement, you're just kind of replacing stuff that your body naturally makes. I just love the molecule itself. You know, being a chemistry geek, I just love molecules. And GABA, the BA part of GABA, that stands for something called butyric acid, which is found in butter, and it's one of the most important intestinal health supplements you could ever take, butyric acid, or foods you could ever take, is butter. And then GABA, of course, is made from this butyric acid. Butyric acid is produced when you fast and when you're on the ketogenic diet, and it has a sort of brain satisfying effect. It has a satiety inducing effect. It makes you feel content and satisfied. Isn't that interesting how butter is rich in this molecule that kind of calms you down and makes you feel good? And there's actually a drug that people take called gabapentin that is this kind of a pharmaceutical version of GABA, and it's used for seizure disorders and for pain. Well, you can use natural GABA to do the same thing.
Let's go to the phones. James in Virginia to get us started. Hey, James, thanks for holding.
Hi, James.
Thank you, George. Thank you, Ben, for all you do and what Dr. Wallach does. I've been taking the Sweet EZ, and I took the Tangy Tangerine for about 4 years now. But I got my peripheral neuropathy in my legs from taking Cipro. It put me in a wheelchair about a month after I had just the basic beginnings of pre-diabetic.
Yep.
I went in a wheelchair, and then I've been walking for about 3 years. I found the only thing that works, even the Sweet EZ doesn't. Now I'm taking it also, but what really got my ashwagandha is what got my sugar down about 3 weeks ago. The night I took it, I slept about 3 hours longer in the morning. And it went down. It's gone every day. It's about 150 when I wake up now. It averaged over 300 probably for about 3 or 4 years. I didn't know the doctor.
Did you say ashwagandha?
Yeah, ashwagandha. Yeah.
Ashwagandha is really fascinating stuff.
The only reason I got on that, if you have low testosterone, that was what I was noticing. I went to ashwagandha for that. And then I found out it's working on my diabetes too. And it's the only thing that brings my diabetes down all the time. And it's the stress reliever. And, George, I got that book, Blessed with an Angel and a Rainbow, and that puts a lot of stress on me to get that out there because I know it's my responsibility with the Holy Spirit to let people know that book exists. So that may have been why I have so much stress over this time, trying to get people to know that. But anyway, George, you have a great program, and I appreciate you. If you could comment on what I should do for collagen and stuff like that, bone broth.
Oh, yeah, that's right, bone broth and the Healthy Bone and Joint Pack, too. Yeah, bone broth, man. And you know what else, George?
Yeah, you can buy bone broth as well,
yeah,
can't you?
Can buy it. But homemade stuff is more delicious and probably better for you. But what's your favorite molecule, though, the one we always talk about? Hyaluronic acid.
That's right. The one that you taught me how to pronounce.
That's right. And that's another great one for building connective tissue and for bone and joints and that kind of stuff.
How much has this been as common sense?
A lot of it's common sense, you know? I mean, in the old days, they didn't have supplements. They used to just eat right. A lot of it is not eating when you don't feel hungry. I mean, doesn't that make sense to not eat when you feel hungry? But how many times do we eat just when we're bored, or we eat at a party, or we eat, you know, just because we're in some kind of social engagement? There's little things like that. How about exercise? You know, exercise is so darn important, George. I know you do those morning exercises.
I do those Royal Canadian Air Force tests all the time.
That's the game, man. Just doing some exercise, even just stretching, even just touching your toes in the morning. You know, bending down.
And believe me, there's some days you don't want to do it, but you got to push yourself.
Yeah, you got to make yourself do those things. That's what exercise is. You know, some people say, well, I just take a walk, and that's okay, but you got to push yourself a little bit. The body likes to be pushed. It likes to, you know, it grows in response to stresses. So you got to get out of your comfort zone. And you know what, George? That's not just true about the physical body. It's also true about your emotions. You got to push yourself past your fears and your comfort zone and your mental nature. You got to push. The body likes to be pushed. The spirit likes to be pushed. Just go a little outside your comfort zone, and there's rewards waiting for you.
Let's go to Felicia in North Carolina. Hi, Felicia.
Hey, Felicia.
Hi, George. It's great to finally get to talk to you.
Glad you get through.
I know. It's hard. Everybody loves you. Hey, Ben.
Hey, nice to talk to you.
Nice to talk to you as well. I have a couple questions. So I'm 40 years old. I'm fairly healthy. I am a smoker. I do drink energy drinks. I do not drink alcohol. But I do have poor circulation in my legs. I have eczema. Mm. I'm starting to have some kind of irritation and pain in my chest, and I'm losing, like, feeling in my right arm. It's almost like it's falling asleep all the time.
All the time?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's good. And, you know, it's funny, you're saying you're 40. You're really young.
That is young.
Right? But what happens is we don't realize that we're not always going to be young. You know, when you're in your 30s, you're young, and then you hit 40, you don't realize, but it starts to, you know, it starts to change right around your 40s. And if you're smoking and you're not taking care of yourself, it's going to change a lot faster. So, you know, you're smoking, you want to quit, you know that, I don't need to tell you. But after you smoke, do that vitamin C, like we talked about. Get on that Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and after each cigarette, make sure you're doing a little bit of Beyond Tangy Tangerine, and especially swishing it around in your mouth. The thing with your arm is very troubling, because that's a circulatory issue, and that can have to do with your heart or maybe some of the blood vessels, and that's not a good sign. So you might want to start doing heart supplements, heart and circulatory supplements. Healthy Brain and Heart Pack might be good for you. That might be something that you want to think about. And then also, I know you might not want to do it, but exercise can really help improve oxygenation and blood circulation to your extremities. But it's age 40 is when you're going to start to notice things, and you're young now, but you're not going to be young forever. So now's the time to start taking care of yourself.
If you missed anything, Felicia, call this number, 1-855-949-7234. Our final text and tweet for the night for you, Ben, from Tom Danheiser.
Hey, Ben, Justin in Portland, Maine, wants to know if anything can be done for joints that are bone to bone.
Well,
ouch.
Yeah, that's not good. The cartilage in between the joints is difficult to regenerate because it doesn't have a lot of blood supply. Nonetheless, you can do it, and that would be things, all the things we talked about, building connective tissue. The cartilage between the joints are a form of connective tissue. They're made up of collagen and hyaluronic acid and various other connective tissue proteins and sugars. And building them up is a little bit tricky, but you definitely want to try the glucogel caps, the bone and joint pack, healthy bone and joint pack. Bone broth, all the things we talked about, hyaluronic acid. You know what else? Well, I didn't mention this, but you can't make connective tissue without vitamin C. The disease that's caused by vitamin C deficiency, as everybody knows, is called scurvy. Scurvy is a connective tissue disease that is very similar to the aging process.
Sailors found that out a long time ago.
That's right. That's exactly right. But what people don't realize today is that aging is a form of scurvy. All the things that we hate about, you know, the connective tissue deterioration things we talked about earlier, where you get the arthritis and the joint problems and the heart problems and the skin problems and the ruptures and the hernias, these are all forms of subclinical scurvy. And in this way, vitamin C is the quintessential anti-aging vitamin. I always talk, George, I know you like baseball. Whenever I think of vitamin C, I think of the Babe Ruth of vitamins. Vitamin C, you know how there's baseball players and there's Babe Ruth, right?
That's right.
Right? He stands head and shoulders above everybody else. Well, that's what vitamin C is. It's the Babe Ruth of vitamins. It stands head and shoulders above all of the other vitamins, as important as they all are.
Let's go to John in California. John, you're up with us, sir. Go ahead.
Hey, John.
Hey, how's it going, guys? Good evening.
Good, John. Good to have you with us.
Thank you. I had a quick question. About 4 to 5 months ago, I had terrible anxiety that I was going through and very susceptible to a light sensitivity. Long story short, I think I pinpointed it to being adrenal fatigue. And what I noticed that solved that issue for me was taking a complex vitamin B over the time.
Good for you.
Is there
man.
Any correlation with
yeah.
vitamin B deficiency?
Did you say B or D?
B is B. B is in boy.
B is boy. Absolutely. B. The B complex are your anti-stress vitamins. And there's a bunch of them. There's B1 and B2 and B3 and B5 and B6 and B9. There's a whole bunch of B vitamins. They call them the B complex. And they're singularly deficient in the standard American diet, number one. That means they're very deficient in processed foods. We don't get anywhere near enough. And one of the most insidious things about the B vitamins are the RDAs. You know, you've heard the RDAs, right? They say it's the recommended daily allowance. Well, I call the RDAs the ridiculous deficiency allowance, especially when it comes to the B complex, because most of us are just dosing ourselves on the B complex based on 100% of the RDA. Well, you need 1,000% of the RDA of the B complex. And to tell an entire culture that it needs to have these tiny little amounts of B complex vitamins when they're so important for stress management, they're the ideal, perfect stress management supplements. And John, you are right on. Congratulations on getting that. And that's I can't think of any more important water-soluble nutrients for stress management than the B complex. Of course, that's one of the beautiful things about the Beyond Tangy Tangerine is it's absolutely packed with the B vitamins at mega RDA doses.
Ginger is good for anti-stress.
Ginger is great, and it's also great for nausea, too, for women who have morning sickness. And by the way, your favorite herb, turmeric, is part of the ginger family.
I didn't know that.
Yep.
Joseph in Colorado. Hey, Joe, go ahead.
Yeah.
Hey, Joseph.
Hey, Doc. Hey, George. How are you guys doing tonight?
Great, Joe.
Halloween to you both.
You too.
I just want, if I may, my father passed away of throat cancer this month on the 7th. And his birthday is today.
Oh, happy birthday, Pops, and I'm sorry for your loss, Joseph.
He was a Detroit guy himself. He was from Rouge.
Oh, you know it well.
And he went to Our Lady of Lourdes. So
he went to a good school. Went to a great school.
So, Dr. Ben, I just want to ask you, you know, 5 days ago, I had a flare-up in the morning. It was 7 o'clock in the morning. It felt like Mike Tyson was punching my stomach.
Yeah.
And I went into the doctor, and I got diagnosed with diverticulitis.
Oh, my.
And so I got on antibiotic. And what I did was you actually turned me on to Andre Moritz.
I turned you on to him?
Yeah, on this show, maybe 6 months ago, you were talking about the gallbladder cleanse.
He's wonderful. Andre Moritz is wonderful, absolutely.
And I did the gallbladder cleanse 6 times. And I had a gallbladder problem, and it actually took care of it.
Good for you. That's awesome, Joseph.
And it was just incredible, the results. I mean, I don't want to be graphic, but it was just unbelievable.
Yeah, no, I know what you're talking about. The things you pass through, you can't believe they're in your body. Yes,
exactly.
Right? That gallbladder is amazing. Dr. Ariaza, who works with Longevity, he's one of the practitioners. He's got a gallbladder formula, liver cleanse that anybody who has any kind of gallbladder, liver, or intestinal health issue should be using. It's a wonderful, wonderful product. In fact, it's a whole liver cleanse kit. Now that I think about it, it's got protein in it. It's a whole program. It's really, really, really effective for folks who have intestinal problems or liver problems or gallbladder problems. The gallbladder is a really interesting organ, by the way. Well,
so many people lose them.
I'm telling you, George, 1 million a year almost. And you don't want anybody taking any organs out of your body if you don't have cancer.
No, there's a reason they're there.
Exactly.
Right?
There's no extras in there, George. No spares. And the gallbladder, they treat that like it's just, you don't need the gallbladder. Doctors are like, oh, you don't need that silly little thing. Well, I'm telling you, you need it, especially for digestive and intestinal health. And if you have any gallbladder health issues, I'm telling you, that the Daily Digest from Longevity and the True to Life, they call it the Premier 30-Day Liver Detox Program, that is just absolutely amazing for gallbladder issues, for folks who have gallstone problems or intestinal problems.
Ben, with the remaining 45 seconds, what's up next for you?
You know, I'm just going to cruise into the holidays, do my skincare stuff. I've got a YouTube channel if anybody wants to check it out. It's at yourskinmatters.com, and I'm just going to keep on keeping on. And I hope you have a happy Halloween, George, and I guess I won't talk to you till after Thanksgiving. So happy Thanksgiving to you and your family.
That's amazing. We're talking about Thanksgiving now, Ben.
Christmas and then 2024, George.
Here we go.
All right, buddy. Good to talk to you.
Okay. Pharmacist Ben Fuchs. And again, that toll-free number to call for help and assistance, 1-855-949-7234, 1-855-949-RADIO. Up next, my friends, our traditional ghost-to-ghost program. It's done in an open line forum, so if you haven't gotten your call from Tom from stories you may have submitted, don't worry. Make the call and get in on open lines and tell us your story.